This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters will serve prison time for her role in tampering with her office's election equipment in 2021. The judge handed down a 9-year sentence today. It came in front of a packed courtroom. In August, a jury found Peters guilty of 7 counts, including 4 felonies. Prosecutors laid out a plot in which she worked with other election doubters to sneak an unauthorized person into a secure update of Mesa County's election equipment. The number of Coloradans in the hospital with confirmed coronavirus cases fell by 34 to 145, the lowest it's been in more than a month. The figure had been mostly going up steadily since mid-June. The numbers are far below the peak of the pandemic. They do still give a window on broader trends. Other metrics, like the presence of the virus in wastewater, also dropped this week. Updated vaccines for COVID-19 plus the flu are now widely available. The State Attorney General's Office has announced a grant to fund a new review board in El Paso County focused on lowering deaths from domestic violence. The $44,000 grant goes to the local chapter of TESSA, a nonprofit that supports victims of domestic violence. Colorado has seen an increase in domestic violence fatalities, with those numbers reaching an all-time high of 94 deaths in 2022. Parts of southern Colorado are seeing record-breaking heat again. According to the National Weather Service, Pueblo hit 93 degrees yesterday, which broke a 45-year record by 2 degrees. Colorado Springs saw a high temperature of 88, 2 degrees warmer than it's ever been. That record was also set in 1979 and tied in 2000. The high temperatures follow record highs set or tied in both cities on Monday. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.